Hello and welcome to the Gospel Proclamation with Reflection for Monday, May 13th, the Memorial of Our Lady of Fatima. Alleluia, Alleluia. Since you've been brought back to true life with Christ, you must look for things that are in heaven where Christ is sitting at God's right hand. Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory be to you, O Lord. His disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are speaking plainly and not using metaphors. Now we see that you know everything and do not have to wait for questions to be put into words. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe at last? Listen, the time will come. In fact, it has already come, when you will be scattered, each going his own way and leaving me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this so that you may find peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but be brave. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the memorial of Our Lady of Fatima, and today, in fact, at 7 in the evening, we will have a Mass here at St. Joseph's Church. I encourage everyone that's in the Moesha area to come on down to St. Joseph's for a 7 o'clock Mass. It is awesome that we not only have an evening Mass, but we have a Mass on a Monday. So what is this great apparition of Fatima? Well, it started in 1917, on this day, actually, the 13th of the month, and it appeared to three children in Fatima, in Portugal, dressed in radiant white, as adorned by the sun. She told them to pray daily, a daily rosary, and taught them a prayer to add at each decade of the rosary. You know, "Oh my Jesus," prayer. On her final appearance, she revealed herself as Queen of the Rosary. A crowd of 70,000 onlookers, including many non-believers, skeptics, that day saw the sun whirl and dance, the miracle Mary had promised. This is a very influential apparition, not only for common Catholics in the pews, but also for JP2. So we all know that St. John Paul II had an assassination attempt on him, and that he attributed the Lady of Fatima for his survival. The children were beatified on in May of this day on 2000. What does this tell us about our faith? It tells us that God doesn't leave us alone. That even the public revelation of God has ended in the Bible and in traditions like this, but there is still private revelation. There is still private encounters with Mary, Jesus, and also in our own day-to-day life, we have these encounters. We have these private things that happened to us. Now, obviously, it's not as grandiose to say like Our Lady of Fatima, but it does happen. We do have those encounters. I was always interested when I went through the deacon formation. We had to do a psychological evaluation. And one of the things it said was, "Do you hear voices?" And I know what they mean, and I'm not trying to be facetious or whatever, but as believers, we all hear voices in a sense. We all have the tug of our heart. We all have encounters with Christ. We know that our God lives and communicates with us. And we shouldn't be embarrassed of that. We shouldn't be, somehow saying, "Well, that never happens." On the flip side, though, is that we need to be very discerning when we do have these kinds of encounters. Because the great deceiver, the devil, comes, like a thief in the night. That's why we have the church to help us discern these encounters, right? That helps us to understand what God is trying to say to us, and how do we act those out, Like, how do we activate what Jesus has asked us to do? That leads us to the gospel today. And I just want to briefly say, this is one of my, I know I say this quite often, or maybe not often enough. It matters how you think of these things. But here, the last line is very powerful. I get, dare I say, I get emotional every time I read it out loud. It's, "In the world, you will have trouble, but be brave. I have conquered the world." Today, let us have that written in our heart. I have conquered the world. Be brave. Jesus has came to us and understood our human condition and understood that there will be trouble, but he has conquered the world. Let us today act out, to go out and act in the world in that faith, the faith that Jesus has conquered the world. Let us not be afraid today. "I will not leave you orphans," says the Lord. "I will come to you again, and your heart will rejoice." Alleluia. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God. Thank you very much for joining me here today. Until next time, God bless. Have a great day. And keep it crispy, my little tater tots. Bye.